Can you run us through exactly what Smith and Bancroft have been found guilty of doing?
Yeah, they've been found guilty of basically conduct unbecoming and against the spirit of sport, specifically with respect to ball tampering. A plan was hatched for Bancroft to have a piece of tape inside his pants, which he would then take out and from time to time try and alter the shape of the ball so that it would move in ways that the batsman didn't predict. So, in essence, trying to change the equipment that was being played with.
Right. So I guess for those of us who don't follow cricket as much, how is this so controversial and different to how other players might handle their ball and, I guess, rub it against their leg and all those kind of classic things that people see?
Yeah. Okay. So essentially, if you've got something other than, say, your trousers that you're rubbing it against, something sharp, you can, in fact, change the shape of part of the ball that you're targeting so that the ball moves in the air in a way that the batsman isn't predicting. So, in other words, when the Australians went out to bat, you know, let's assume that the ball was untampered with, they could predict that it would move in the air in certain ways associated with wear and tear of the ball, the way it shined, for example. But once you start tampering with the ball, then it comes through the air in ways that perhaps you don't predict. And therefore, what you're trying to do by cheating is to get an unfair advantage over your opponent.
Right. So there's a bit of science, I guess, aerodynamics behind it. When was the last time Australia got caught doing something similar to this?
There have been suggestions of ball tampering, not just for Australia, but a whole range of teams internationally. And typically, though, it's been impromptu. It's been, I guess, the pragmatic, if that's the right word, efforts of a bowler to try and break down his opponent. And so a desperate act. What we have here is a plan that was hatched deliberately, a premeditated strategy to try and deceive the opposition. So this really takes it into a whole new realm.
It really does. With those, how serious are the charges associated with this kind of offence?
Well, under the ICC, they're not particularly serious. What I mean by that is that Smith at this point stands to only lose one game, one match. Now, the Cricket Australia can come over the top and institute a more severe ban under the very broad notion of bringing the game into disrepute. So that could mean anything. That could mean missing justice tests, losing the captaincy. It could mean something more substantial. I mean, let's be clear. If this form of cheating was under, say, something like the WADA code, where, of course, athletes are punished for trying to get an advantage over their opponent in a way that's against the rules, they would be subject to anything between 2 and 4 years. And so my sense is the International Cricket Council may be under pressure to revisit this because there's been an outcry internationally about what it seems obvious, and that is that strategies to try and cheat by manipulating the ball are perhaps more common than we thought, and this particular episode is the most egregious.
Definitely. I guess some of that pressure would be some of the calls for Smith to resign for the captaincy or potentially even be removed from the squad. Do you think those kind of actions are warranted?
Well, given that he has actually admitted that this was a plot conceived not only to break the rules, but also to coerce a young player to actually be the instrument of the deception, I think it's an extraordinary failure of leadership. And what is more, it suggests to young people who are following cricket that it's if you can get away with it, you should cheat. In fact, Smith admitted that he was desperate and was looking for an advantage. Now, if winning is so important that you've got to deceive a young player to cheat on your behalf, then it sort of begs the question of how the moral compass of Smith and his teams is working or not.
I guess speaking of the moral compass, what does this mean for the future of Smith and Bancroft's careers?
I think Bancroft will be, I don't know if forgiven is the right word, but he'll be given time to reconsider what he's done. I think he'll remain in the squad. Whether he actually becomes first choice test batsman in the next series, I don't know. But I think Smith's role as captain is over, and perhaps even Warner's position as vice-captain. We still need to know more about the strategy that went into Bancroft being convinced to carry out this act.